Burden to E.G. White, April 16, 1908. Loma Linda, California, April 16, 1908. Mrs. E.G. White, Sanitarium, California. Dear Sister, with this we are forwarding copy of a letter written to the Council at Washington in reference to our medical school at Loma Linda. I want you to be posted on everything we are planning and carrying forward, so that if the Lord gives you light, you may counsel us from time to time, if our plans seem to be leading in the wrong direction. We do not wish to burden you with the work here, but are glad for your counsel from time to time. The last few communications have been of special help to our work. Gradually, the local brethren, Elder Reeser included, are beginning to get clearer views of what the Lord designs this school to be. You will see from the letter to Dr. Rubel, which I enclose, something of the way it is shaping in my mind. I notice in your last communication that you caution strongly against the organizing of a school to compete with the medical schools of the world, saying that we were not prepared to qualify students to pass examinations under the state just now. I think you will see from my letter to Dr. Rubel that our idea of a recognized school at Loma Linda, in which we could qualify persons as doctors of hygiene and rational treatments, would be a far less difficult problem than that undertaken by the Battle Creek School. However, it may not be wise to think of such a school at present, and we had better wait until we have developed the plan of qualifying evangelists thoroughly for their work and demonstrated their usefulness before we seek for state recognition for our graduates to practice. You will be glad to know that our fieldwork for the nurses and students is moving forward encouragingly. We now have a team and 3-seater load going out each day, visiting the homes of the people as canvassers and evangelistic nurses. Last evening, a company of them returned, rejoicing as did the disciples of old, and at our weekly prayer meeting in the parlor they gave individual reports of their work with such enthusiasm and spirit of consecration that the patients were all wonderfully impressed. A gentleman from Iowa, a banker, said to me after the meeting, "I now understand the inspiration of the lives of you people. For years there has been a small country church of your people in our county, but I never knew much about your religion. We always considered them among our best patrons at the bank, and I knew they were enthusiastic, but I did not understand its source. I now see it as a spirit of laboring to minister to others, and I shall have different thoughts of your people hereafter. Our plan for the coming year is to strengthen the school in every way, both in competent instructors and in the field work. Elder Warren is an excellent help to us in many ways. I feel we must continue to hold him in connection with the school, at least portions of the year, especially when we are making evangelistic moves in the towns and country about us. Elder Owen will be more adapted to the regular Bible study of the school. He has consented to take up work with us this coming year. This will bring a more advanced class of students to the Loma Linda School. Hence we are planning, aside from our regular nurse's course of 3 years, and the regular evangelistic medical course of 3 years, to add a briefer 1-year course for the benefit of those who wish to take up this ministry of healing in connection with their field work. In this 1-year course, we plan to carry about 4 studies, 2 in scientific lines, or the theory and practice of rational medicine, 1 in ministry of healing, as brought out in the Bible and the spirit of prophecy, and another for the more general study of the plan of salvation. It seems to us that with a combined effort of this nature, with 2 or more physicians and 2 ministers as instructors, the Lord will help us to work out a united plan of carrying this whole gospel truth of the third angel's message, ministry to the body and ministry to the soul. Our plan will be to have some of these workers in the field all the time, working out the principles they learn. Already we can see wonderful light, opening before us many doors which have hitherto been closed. This is proven especially true in San Bernardino, where several tent efforts and simply preaching the message have heretofore had such little results that it was thought to be a town in which very little could be accomplished. But since our combined efforts, making strong the health work under Dr. Starr and Elder Haskell, and the work our nurses have been carrying forward, it now proves to be one of the most fruitful fields in Southern California. People are continually coming into the truth. Recently, several whole families have taken their stand with us, and 7 or 8 are awaiting baptism. Our patronage at the sanitarium keeps up fairly well, In fact, it seems to be growing from year to year. At our quarterly meeting the other day, three wealthy ladies were present and were wonderfully impressed with the ordinances, one of them even taking part in the feet washing. They said they never heard of it before. The one who took part said it was clear enough to her, and she rejoiced to have a part in it. A wealthy gentleman by the name of General Wilson, who has spent most of his life in the best hotels in America, on leaving this morning, remarked, "This is one of the most delightful places I have ever been in." He appreciated particularly the simplicity of our life and diet. He was often at our worship and seemed to enjoy the spiritual atmosphere. As he shook hands and bade us goodbye, he remarked that he would remember his stay with great pleasure and wished us prosperity. We know that as the patients leave with feelings like these, although they may not have fully come out in the truth, the influence that goes with them will not be lost. Praying the Lord to bless you in your labor, we remain. Yours in the Master's service, signed, Burden.